It's like every time I see her, she like act like she's sleepy or something every time. Like, what? You're just so tired. I understand it's close, but like, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying?
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your humble hosts. Also got Mr. Number One Stunner, Matt, sitting to my left. And we got the YN slash Big Bro, B, sit down there at the bottom. You want to say what y'all got to say to the people? How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing?
What's up? It's another one, baby. I know. I feel like a fucking broken record, man. I got to come up with something. Like a fucking broken record. And again, but I love it, man. That's all I want to do. So, fuck it.
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Hey, I know you heard a saying, you look rich. No, you look rich, you feel rich, you rich. You are rich. You rich on the inside. You just ain't got paid yet. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm feeling.
Oh shit!
Hey, you know,
my real rich think rich. This ain't got the bread yet.
This ain't got paid yet. You ain't went to the bank yet.
Hey, you got that's. I heard that shit too, man. You got to live like it. You know what I mean? You got to put
soul
that.
Soul got to be rich. You got to have a rich soul. You know.
That's true, man. I'm start living rich, man. Cause I'm living broker than a motherfucker right now.
Man, you ain't broke, man.
Look at my cup. Look at my shit,
dog. Man, worse, brother.
Feel like a homeless man, dog. I ain't even got no grease in this motherfucker. Bitch, dry than a motherfucker. I rub my head and nothing but fucking snowflakes coming out that motherfucker.
Yeah, don't cut your shit. Don't cut your hand.
I'm gonna get a cut today, man. This been bullshit.
B, mama called me.
Oh, shit. You ain't gotta go beat B's ass again, D.
No. You gonna do it because she was like, yeah, I did not know he was still in my car.
She watched it.
Yeah, she did. She watched it. She watched it kind of a lot, to be honest.
That's what's up, I'm sorry, man.
Too late now.
So for me this week, I didn't really get to spend too much time with the kids or at home, just because I've been doing a lot of running around for work. But then it started to get me to think, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, work is work, but I want to be there and be more present for my kids. I mean, I think the older that I get, the more I start thinking about, and we talked about it before, just my mortality and just my life here. And my biggest thing was I wanted to think about what it was that I want my kids to remember about me. And I want them to... or just my legacy just in general. And my legacy to them is, I just want them to remember that their dad actually cared about them, that their dad actually loved them. I want them to, well, just for my wife, I just want her to be able to look back in my memory and just say, you know, he was a good husband. He was a man of integrity. And that's the biggest thing, is I just want people to look at me and just be, and just think that I'm a man that has integrity. I think that's my biggest takeaway from when I leave this earth. I just want to be remembered as a good, like, not necessarily a good person, because I don't think there's a such thing as good people, but people know that I wasn't out there just living life, just doing whatever, because I had a certain level of integrity. But I wanted to ask y'all, how do y'all want to be remembered?
Okay. Listen, man, I was watching something one day. I know I'm always yapping, man, but just bear with me. Now, I was watching something one day, and it's like, yo, after like the third generation, nobody fucking knows you, right? Just like think about knowing your grandparents, right? Some people do, right? Not going to take that, but you're talking about your grandparents. You don't know them motherfuckers unless they left you some shit, you know what I mean? Like wealth, right? But other than that, you don't know them. So I used to think about that shit all the time. Is then, damn, how I want to be remembered, right? And after like some deep thought, I was like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck. He'd just be like, it was some bum ass nigga that lived over there. I don't give a fuck how I'm remembered once I leave this motherfucker. But only thing only people I care about is my kids. Is I want to leave them something, so when I leave, at least I at least changed a generation, right? To where I bettered a generation, if that makes sense. That's all I want, right? So where they started out with something, they can build on it. That's all the fuck I want to do. I don't give a fuck about how anybody else see me at this point in time, all right? Just if I fucking just die tomorrow, they be like, yeah. This dude, he used to work right there. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck, be honest with you. I'm sorry. Just was rambling.
Okay, I respect that. What about you, B?
Something I ought to be remembered for? I want to be remembered for, shit, just, you know, being a good role model, bro. Like, that's the main thing, just a good person. You know, like, somebody that everybody, like, not too much look up to, but, like, respected. You know, I want everything to be great about me. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I leave, they be like, "Oh, he was great." You know, like I don't want nobody to be talking down on me, even though they gonna do it regardless. But that's just what I want to be remembered for. You know, for helping and, you know, being there for people, or you know, like, you know, just, you know.
So with that, real quick, I just if you guys can, you don't have to, right? Because I was thinking about it as you guys were talking. Can you name somebody that you say, damn, I looked up to this motherfucker that's gone? Their legacy, right? Do you guys have anybody that you can look back and say, like, damn, this dude is an upstanding person that somebody I want to inspire to be like?
From the top of my head. So are you kind of asking, like, is it just anybody in general, like, that we know personally?
Just like I'm saying, somebody that you know that left, like, a legacy that you're like, damn, that was upstanding.
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of nobody.
But that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, hey, that's all you gonna be. Ain't nobody gonna remember. I'm not
that's
saying
the thing,
that.
But
unless I think a big impression.
I think we're looking at it a little bit differently because I'm talking more or less like when it comes to like the people on the outside, it's fine. It's how old my kids to see me after I leave this earth, I guess. I think that's more or less like what I'm thinking about when I'm talking about my legacy. I mean, because at the end of the day, people are going to say things about you and do things and not necessarily like honor your memory the way that your loved ones should honor your memory, you know, if you're doing everything right. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about my legacy. I'm talking about what I'm leaving for them.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess he's on me. And I'll just guess he's on different pages like you were stating.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all I give a fuck about is my kids. So that's all I care about, that they have it better than I did starting out.
And one thing I am learning about myself is when it comes to communication, I'm not necessarily the greatest communicator. So I know for a fact, sometimes I don't explain these topics that well. So, I mean, yeah, I kind of put it out there and maybe I didn't do the best job.
No, I mean, it's still maybe like me as well. You know, I mean, just... It's my interpretation of what you said, you know what I mean? But I was just thought about it. I mean, because I don't know nobody, even in my immediate family, that I'll be like, you know what? I like that. I want to be just like that. You know what I mean? Don't know nobody like that.
One thing I did like, because, harken back to, you know, my grandmother's husband's funeral. A lot of people had a lot of good things to say about him. And he had little sayings and stuff that they were saying at the funeral, like take it to the tree. And I don't know. I just, that's kind of how, like when I pass, that's how I would want people to see me, I guess. But those were all just his family members. And it was like a lot of his kids and things of that nature.
So they just had like little quotes he used to say and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But just moving on from that, right? So there's a podcast out there called Tonight's Conversations. I know y'all probably seen the clips. You probably don't know the podcast, but you've seen the clips and you've seen the people. And I'm going to play one of these clips, but the podcast is pretty much going under because the dude that's in charge His name is Ace Metaphor. He's one of those dudes that pander to women, like a Derek Jackson and like a like that other tattooed dude that panders to women. And the
they never lie long.
Yeah, the podcast is starting to go over. So I want to play this clip of one of the women that was a host on the show.
Do is to walk in the light of him. And it's been hard because when I confessed to God in my prayer room today, I told the Lord, I'm trying.
That's why I never like, it, that's why I'm saying it's so hard for me. To, I really want to get into acting because it's so hard to just be, okay, cry.
This had to be pretty much, I'm going to find the video while I'm talking, right? So that girl right there, she's one of the girls that was on the podcast. And she's pretty much mad at the dark-skinned girl. The dark-skinned girl is married, has kids and stuff like that. And a lot of times she makes a lot of content where she's pretty much talking about, you know, trying to maintain your marriage, to be a godly woman and things of that nature. But somebody recently came out saying that they were messing with her around the same time that she was married. And she makes all this content talking about how, you know, women that cheat and do things outside of their marriage are like scum of the earth and things of that nature. And she had a whole side dude. And another dude just came out saying that he was messing around with her and stuff like that. And this, I really want to find this video. This Ace Metaphor dude, he makes a lot of videos just pandering to women. All right, so yes, anyway, I don't necessarily have to find the video just to kind of, we're just going to kind of talk about it, but he kind of falls in line with the Derrick Jacksons and all of those dudes. And I just kind of wanted to talk about the dangers of pandering and just the nice guy fallacy, right? So first and foremost, when we talk about nice guys, I think that it's not necessarily a real thing. I think Hollywood came up with this ideal guy that everybody wants to be with, or that the women look over or look past, that women would want to be with. And then, you know, once he gets the girl, he treats her good and all this other stuff. But I don't think that's necessarily true, right? I think these quote unquote nice guys, and I can say this because I used to think I was one of them, a lot of them are low-key crash shops, and they be internally angry. They be internally angry at the dudes that are out there getting women. And I think there's a lot of hatred that they harbor within themselves. And they think they're better than a lot of other people. And I just think just guys thinking that they're nice guys is more dangerous and more harmful than it is good. But I just kind of wanted to see, like, just ask y'all, like, have you ever in your life considered yourself to be a nice guy? I mean, and just to kind of see how you guys are thinking, like, have y'all ever considered yourselves nice guys?
I mean, I think I always do. I mean, everybody's going to consider themselves nice, being honest with you. I don't know if you're trying to send to the pandering. I mean, but you're going to burn yourself out trying to be nice to everyone. You just have to be who you are, because you only can keep up that facade for so long. Just like you're talking about, like these Derrick Jackson and these cats, right? They only last for so long because they're not living that life and they're pandering, just like you state. And then eventually the skeletons in the closet's going to come out, right? So just be honest in who you are, man. Like I think we talked about earlier, communicate all of your intentions, man. Well, what I was saying, communicate all of your intentions in a relationship. This is coming from a motherfucker that ain't with nobody. So take that with a grain of salt, but communicate all your intentions, man. That's what I've noticed throughout my entire life. But that's all I got on it.
Yeah, that honesty, I don't think it's stated enough. Just honesty is always the best policy.
Like, yes, sir.
Yeah, for whatever you're trying to do, just be honest with people and be honest with yourself. The older that I got, the more I started to realize, and I'm going to be honest, I've made mistakes in my fucking life. And the mistakes eventually got me to the point to where, you know, you get to the point to where you don't want to make them no more. But I don't know, B, just kind of how do you kind of see that topic? How do you see yourself as like a nice guy, like a good guy?
Oh yeah, I always see myself as a good guy, bro. Like, you know, like when it comes to that, man, I be thinking like out of my whole life, I've been 30 years, I be thinking like, how many people actually say like, oh, you a bad person, or you, or he ain't this, he ain't that. Like, it's not so many people. It's certain people that don't like me, but I understand why they don't like me, because they're not good people themselves. But people don't have too many problems with me, man. I'm one of the people that can get along with everybody, and it ain't gonna be a problem. Cause I understand life is about respect, but no, I feel like I'm a good person, bro.
And the reason I'm gonna say that is in why people are gonna say they're good people. Just my take on it, right? Everybody wants to be credited for at least the most minimalistic thing that they do, right? So they thinking, I'm doing something good because I clean the house all day. I'm doing something good for you because I cook for you all day. I think I'm good because I will defend you with my life, but sometimes we can't see those intentions. The hell is that echo? Sometimes we can't see that intention. So everybody's going to think that they're a good person. That's what I'm just trying to say. Nobody's ever going to say that they're bad, because just for any little thing that they do, they want credit for it. And another thing, what I'll say is, if you want your relationship to go bad, identify stuff like that and give your partner credit. Anytime they do something good, it can be the smallest thing. They threw the trash out. Baby, thank you for throwing the trash out. You know what I mean? Whatever, right? To where you encourage it even more. I mean, again, that's just my take from a single dude. You know what I mean?
So I think when I'm talking about the nice guys, I'm talking about a certain like subcategory of men. Especially like younger men that are trying to figure out who they are, right? And it also falls into the incels and stuff like that. And I have no problem with, you know, dudes being, well, and so just hating women is bad, or hating anybody just for no reason is bad. But I think that there's a subgenre of men that are sitting there, they sit in their rooms and they automatically just think that they're nice guys because they're not out here messing with all the women. But I'm gonna be honest, a lot of times it's just a lot of y'all don't have the confidence, and you don't have the, you just don't have it. You don't have the ability to get the women, unfortunately, and you get mad at the people that do. And if you're one of those categories of men, only thing I can say to you is put your head down, stack your money, get an education, and figure out, just develop some skills and try to figure out exactly who it is that you are. And what it is that you bring to the world and your value and stuff like that. Because if you're sitting there, you're saying, well, women don't want me because I'm a nice guy. That's never the case.
I mean, as the saying goes, man, nice guys finish last, and that's for a reason.
What the fuck? Well, I don't even think those dudes are really nice guys. I think given the opportunity, and I can attest to this, if a nice guy is given the ability to have multiple women, the nice guy's gonna take that path anyway.
That's a fact. I agree with that.
Hey, so, hey, and B, you can unmute, because it was you that was kicking back all that noise. Just go ahead and unmute. But the me and the wife, we were having a conversation, and we were talking about, well, we were talking about men and just having like this nice long little conversation, right? And she was like, you know, when the girls get older, you know, I can't really teach them about how to deal with men and whatnot. And, you know, that'll be your job. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, the biggest thing that women need to understand is men like control. It's not even necessarily about the love, it's about control. And I had to explain to her this conversation I had with one of my boys one time. He was like, he was telling me him and this woman, they were, you know, engaging in sexual activity. And he said, you know, I just wanted to do something outlandish. So he was like, yeah, and he did it all because he said, I bet you ain't never had another dude.
Let me on YouTube, man.
So I'm blanking it out. But it was just to show, like, for him, it was literally about control. And I think a lot of men just like the idea. And I said that too, like, when it comes to dudes getting women pregnant, like, a lot of times you just like the idea of getting a woman pregnant. You don't really like the idea of having the baby and taking care of the baby. You just want to have sex with the woman without a condom because you know that She either has something going on or she wouldn't normally let you do that. You like it because she wouldn't normally let you do that. That's all.
Is that it?
Yeah. But I wanted to ask y'all, like, do y'all think men like control over love? I don't know. Or does it kind of go hand in hand?
Men want respect over anything. Fuck love, fuck loyalty, fuck it all. Respect me, and everything else will fall in line. That's how I feel.
What about you, man?
I mean, I agree with that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. Life has taught me a lot of different things. I really don't know. Right, I don't know. Like, for me personally, I want an equal, cohesive relationship, right? Where I respect you, you respect me. I don't know how to explain it, man, because it's gonna sound weak, right? Where you're gonna be like, this motherfucker can't lead, or, you know what I mean? Because that's what they always saying, you know, the dude's gotta lead. I'm going to take lead on certain things and you take lead on certain things. We lead in different aspects of this life. This, the yin and the yang of this relationship, the masculine and the feminine, man, it's necessary. You need both. I always use an analogy, growing a tree in a biome. Not going to use that here at this point, but where it's at, what the thing is with it is everyone knows that you need a positive and a negative. You need it, right? It's a pole of the battery. That's how a battery work. If you look at the Asian yin and yang, it's the positive and the negative, the good and the bad. You always going to need both, is what I'm saying at the end of the day. So we all play a different role, and I need her to take lead on certain things, and I take lead on certain things, right? Where it's gender dominance per se. Like, if we have to cut the grass, I'm not going to fucking tell my girl to get out there and cut the grass. That's a man thing. I'm going to get out there and cut the grass. The cars need to be washed. I'm not going to tell my girl to get out there and cut the grass, right? I take lead on shit like that without being told to. That's just my position in the family, right? She takes lead on other things, like make sure the house is good, right? You take lead on that. So that's how I see it, man. I just think this, I get it, man. You have this, all this manosphere thing going, this red pill community. All them dudes fake as fuck. They just playing a persona. Selling this shit to people, it sounds good. All that shit is bullshit, man. Again, I'm coming back to what I'm saying over and over. Communication, bro. And again, just a fucking dude that's not in a relationship with nobody. That's what I'm trying to say. We're not expert. The whole premise of the damn show, all right? So, take it with a grain of salt. That's my perspective on it. That's what I want, anyways. All right?
Yeah, I learned life has humbled me in so many different ways, bro. I know for a fact, whenever I give somebody some advice, I always tell them, you know, this is what's working for me currently right now at this moment. Like, because things can change at the blink of an eye. And life has humbled me in so many ways. Like, I've dealt with so many different things in my life, bro. Like, I can't give people advice without giving them a disclaimer first. Because I don't know. I don't know how shit's going to go for you. I don't know how your relationship's going to go. Fuck, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you, like, what's going on in my house half of the time. Like, but I know, and that's why, like, just for me, I don't understand why these people that are quote-unquote relationship gurus get on here and they telling people about relationships when literally your life is in shambles. Like, yeah, I
don't mean, they just. They know what to say. They get those, as you're stating, those incel active, right? They know what to say. Just like, think about the other podcast that's fucking crashing and burning at this point.
Like Fresh and Fit?
Like FNF, right? Yeah. Two fucking loser. You can tell these motherfuckers are straight incels, right? They read a fucking book, because I used to watch them. I was listening to them, and then after a while, I was like, yeah, these dudes are trash, right? They read a book and they followed the book step by step because they always promoted it. I bought the book. I read the book and I watched them. And I'm like, well, Myron, fucking other dude, fucking was just there. He's just fucking there. But he plays a book over and over. It's nothing new about the podcast. It's just different bitches on, well, different chicks on there. And then they repeat the same thing. Same speeches, same thing. And it activates these incels, right? Just like you were saying, these individuals that don't have any they're not charismatic at all. They don't know how to talk in public. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to make people laugh because they're socially awkward. I mean, I was like that when I was younger. I was kind of socially awkward. I didn't know what to say, always thinking like, how would I say this to this girl? How would I say that, right? And then I came to the point in my life where I'm just like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Just go talk to this person as a regular fucking person. So again, that's a tip for you motherfuckers, right? If you're fucking scared and you're weird, right? Be you and go talk to the person. If they shut your ass down, just keep it fucking pushing. You have to be able to keep it pushing. And don't take it personal, dog. That's the same way I used to be. That's my tip to you as well. So, again, man, with that, just be who you are, man. You know what I mean? Don't be one of these go to the red pill community. Then all your information come out that you're a fucking loser. You know, you're paying for the pussy. Well, you're paying for vagina, right? You're a loser, right? Just be a loser and stop inciting all of these weirdos, man.
Well, plain and simple, if the person that you're listening to, if all they're doing is telling you good things about yourself, that's probably a person you shouldn't be listening to. That's a key indicator. Like if everything that they say is in agreement with everything that you had to say, that you shouldn't listen to that person.
But check this out. Remember the passport, bro, when that shit got hot?
Yeah.
You can tell who's who and who's weird and who's not, right? If you were like, I'm going to get me a passport and join this bullshit, you're fucking weird. You know what I thought when all this passport shit was coming out and I saw all the females fucking posting and saying shit? I was like, yo, it's going to be more bitches for me. Because that shit was like, you're weird if you're trying to leave the country to find some pussy, bro. You're weird. America got mad chicks in it. And they're not all the same, regardless of what you want to think. Like a lot of them follow the same structure and stuff, but they're not all the same, bro. Don't be weird, man. Don't get your passport to travel and have fun, man. Not to find love, bro. It's weird.
Hey, that's just B. It looked like you wanted to say something. You gotta unmute, bro.
Damn, you keep muting me, man. I don't even make no noise.
No, yeah, it's the echo, and the echo is coming from you.
No, okay. Well, no, that's some of y'all, man. I'm tuned in to the show, bro.
Hey, but just, I kind of want to have some fun, right? And, you know, sometimes we have fun at men's expense. Let's have fun at women's expense. How do y'all know when a woman ain't got a dad? She can't have a dad in her life.
So you always trying to go against what the fuck you say? Every day, she ain't about to go against her daddy. You ain't all that back and forth. And just the disrespect, too. Like, she may disrespect you. It's a lot, bro. How they carry themselves. It's like a checklist. They got to have, like, three out of, like, you know what I'm saying? Out of, like, six or something. Like, you can tell. You able to tell.
How are you able to tell, Matt? Are you able to tell?
I really don't know, but it's some to the extent as what B was saying, right? I grew up in Philly. We all tracking that and everything. And most of these chicks that I've messed with and talked to that's from Philly don't have a dad. And just like B saying, right? They act like they want to be dudes and they don't understand to be feminine, bro. Like, be a female, right? And you have to understand, like, you can't fight a male. Like, typically a male is bigger and stronger, right? Don't want to get into that. But what I'm trying to say is, what B is saying, as in, they have to get some structure where it's discipline. I don't think that's applied a lot from a male. That's why I know if you guys are watching, you see me consistently turn around and I'm doing like this. It's my daughter. So what I do to her is I set fucking boundaries, right? So she knows I instill that discipline. And I'm a single dad, right? I instill that discipline, you know what I mean? Let that sit, resonate for a little bit. Then that's what I'm trying to say. That's why you need a male and female. You need somebody for nurturing, right? So I have to let it sit for a little bit. Then I go back afterwards And then I give her a hug and everything, and I explain why she can't do certain things, right? And I think some of them miss that. That's why they're so ruthless, and they come out here thinking they're dudes. An example, again, I just remember I was talking to this chick, and she showed me her gun, right? I think we talked about this on a long podcast ago.
Yeah.
And that was the wildest turnoff I've ever had. Like, shorty, be cute and be a girl, man. I understand you might need your gun for protection because there is some weird dudes out here. You know what I mean? But don't show nobody that shit. Like, if I was fucking weird and I wanted to take that from her, I could have took it. But be a female, man. Be cute. Don't be all rowdy. You won't have to, you won't really, well, you probably don't need your gun because if you're walking down a dark alley, you got weird people out here. But for the most part, if you're going to a social event, man, just be cute and be nice. Right? Be kind and you'll be good. I'm telling you. All right? So be kind. Even somebody step on your shoes, you tell them you sorry. You know what I mean? That's what I started applying even now. I go out, motherfucker step on my shoes. I'd be like, damn, you good, man. I'm sorry. I say, I'm sorry. You stepped on my shoe, but it negates a lot of fucking bullshit. Right? But what I'm trying to get at is as a female, you got to be nice and sweet, man. That's attractive to a dude. Just being honest. And if your dude wants you to carry a gun, he's a p- being honest with you. I don't know any better way to tell you that. You know what I mean?
All right, so I'm going to keep it kind of funny, right? First and foremost, I think one of the biggest indicators is if she got a dirty-ass car, she ain't got her daddy in her life, right? Because she would know better than to have her shit just all scattered around.
Stop it. My joint got her all daddy. He paid the bills. He's super dad. Man, motherfucker, car stay nasty. Man, I don't worry that shit, man. That shit don't work. But what I can't.
Hey, you let that man cook, man. I'm trying to hear that shit. That bitch, if that bitch car dirty, I'm trying to take notes. So
he was about to cook. But you ain't had the right supplies this today to do it. Like, yeah, we just gonna put some pizza rolls in the oven. But no, bro. Like,
that nigga said, I'm cooking steak. You know what I mean? I got the black pepper, I got the salt. Damn, where the fuck is the steak?
Damn, man, I ain't got no A1.
Nah, go ahead and cook, man. Go ahead and cook. I want to hear it, man.
Got to pay you.
I like where it's going.
He done derailed me a little bit. However, Kamal. You know what I'm saying? Get back on track. All right, so secondly, if she always hopping in the dude face, she got older brothers and not a daddy. Because her daddy would have taught her a long time ago not to be hopping in dudes' faces.
No, for sure. That's number one, bro. Because how the fuck you not going to tell your daughter to stay out of it? Ain't no man that raised his daughter for the right mind. I'm going to tell my daughter, don't you ever get in no man face.
Right.
And I'm telling you this now, like, don't get no man. Don't buck up to. Yeah, bro. We got to tell him that early because that's rule number one. If your daddy ain't teach you that one, I'm sorry. You bound to get knocked out by one of these niggas.
So let me hit it on that as in the perspective I see it from is in telling your daughter don't get in no dude's face. Because a nigga hit my daughter, he gonna fucking go night night. I'm just being honest with you, right? So I'm trying to get her to prevent even putting me in that situation, right? As in, it's kind of self-preservation. Like, hey, don't be all up in people's face. If motherfuckers say something to you all crazy, let me know. Let your brother know. You got a older brother, right? Don't be trying to fight these motherfuckers because that's going to lead to either your brother or myself going to jail or some shit, right? So you have to be cognizant of the shit that you're going to put us in, right? Because you're not looking at it right now, but it's a secondary effect to everything that you do. So that's my reason for telling her not get nobody's fucking face, especially no dudes, right? But that's my take on it.
No, I agree. All right, so number three, right? Another way that you know a girl don't have her daddy in her life is if she don't want to leave your fucking house. If she just pretty much move in and she don't never fucking leave, and she just sitting there looking at you in your face and just don't get the hint that I'm sick of looking at your dumbass face and you need to go.
Got daddy issues. Go ahead, keep going, man.
Nah, so that kind of, I wanted to segue on that a little bit, right? Have y'all ever had a woman come in your house and didn't want to leave?
Shit, I did a couple times. Nah, well, I damn near called the cops. I ain't even gonna lie. My daughter mom was one of them.
We can't do baby. I know the baby moms, like, we can't talk about the baby moms like that.
All right. You know, I mean, I had a few, man. And then that's going back to being that nice guy, right? Where I thought I was a nice guy instead of, you know, cussing the fuck. You try to say it, do it on a nice way, like, yo, you gotta go. Can you please leave? Like, nah, that shit ain't gonna happen. You know, yeah. But nah, I mean, I had it several times, man. And I'm not saying I was out here running these streets all the while, because I haven't. I mean, I had my share, you know, of running in the streets. I'm old. I ain't doing none of that shit no more. You know what I mean? But because I don't want shit like that. I don't want my peace being disturbed. I don't want a chick knowing where I live at, come through. You know what I mean? Like, my people at my job, they laugh at me all the time. Like, damn, you ain't got a girl. You don't do it. I'm like, I love my peace more than I love some pussy. Be honest with you. I'd rather be here nice and peaceful.
I mean, bro. I had an apartment back in the day. And I just so happened to meet this girl on the internet. She lived about 3 hours away. And she came over and she came to the house. We had a good time and whatnot, going out to eat and whatnot. And it was time for her to go home because I had to go back to work. This woman found every single excuse on why she couldn't go home. So it got to the point where I ended up paid like $200 to get her Uber to go all the way back to her house. And she didn't want to take it. So then I ended up just, me and her ended up having a conversation, like a serious conversation. I was like, hey, when are you going to leave? It's like, oh, you want me to leave? But I was like, yes, you need to go. And she still didn't want, like, so I was like, yeah, so there's another Uber on the way. I'm going to call it. Like, once they get here, I need you to go. I got to go to work. And I get back from work, and she's still there. So then I ended up having to call the office, and I told them I needed them to spray the apartment for bugs. And I ended up, like, having them go in there, and they sprayed the apartment. They made her leave, and then they locked the door. And she wasn't able to get in, and she was blowing my phone up. And I was like, well, you need to go home. And she ended up leaving. So
that's crazy. How did she get there? If you had to get her Uber, she
ended up taking an Uber there.
She took Uber to your crib.
Yes. And then, like, what made it even worse was, so I ended up, like, not talking to her no more. And she called, like, she found out I was going on this date with this other girl. Called me 200 times, bro. I kid you not. Just to pretty much try to ruin the date. So I ended up turning my phone off. I get a bunch of text messages and. Yeah, it was a bad and bad situation. But I ended up getting a woman to leave me alone, and I ended up moving out that apartment, so she don't know where I live no more. Hopefully she don't look at this podcast. That was years ago, so, you know.
Yo, you done had some wild stories, bro. I ain't never had no shit like that. So I'm just being honest. Like, I'm thinking, like, what's her mentality? Like, when she caught that motherfucking Uber, she was like, I ain't never coming back to wherever her town was. She cried so often.
Bro, the crazy part was she had a daughter. Her daughter was staying with the sister. I was like, no, you got to go home. Like, your daughter needs you. And she like, not too good with my sister. I was like.
Nah, the daughter was going to come. She was going to come. That you wouldn't have got out of there. Kid would have been down there. That's wild.
Yeah. I was saying, like, women just pop up at my house. Like,
so one of my stuff, like, I had an issue like that. This is not even too long ago, to be honest with you. I would say about like 2 years ago, I had a shorty come over. And that's the same thing, right? Because, you know, we go to work early in the morning. And I mean, I clapped up that night. We just chilling. I'm like, damn, is she going to leave? And I was like, all right, fuck it. Then, you know, you try to hit the subliminal. Again, being a nice guy, I was like, hey, I got to get up early in the morning to go to work. She's like, I know. I was like, all right, what the fuck does this mean? So I just left it alone. I was like, all right, fuck it. When I get up, you getting up, we out. I wake up in the morning, woke her ass up. I was like, hey, you ready? She's like, you cool? Just go ahead and go to work. I'll lock up when I leave. I was like, I got fucking money here. I got my fucking weapons here. I got paperwork, like my important paperwork. I'm like, I don't know you like that, bro. Right? And some people I know, some of y'all gonna fucking hit me like, you know her well enough to sacrifice your life putting your dick in there. And the fuck what, man? I had a fucking condom on, motherfucker. Anyhow, but I do understand that too, but nah, bitch, like, you gotta go. You gotta go. I don't know you like that. I know you, but I don't know you like that. You ain't staying at my crib while I'm not here and nobody here. I don't know what the fuck you gonna be doing. You gonna be going through my drawers, going and, you know, like, nah. I know how females get, man. Done search the whole fucking house by the time I get back.
Hey, B, you ain't never had nobody stay that you ain't want to stay?
I didn't try. I mean, motherfuckers will try all the time. They try for sure. I didn't have a motherfucker. It's like every time I see her, she like act like she's sleepy or something every time. Like, she's so tired. I understand it's crazy, but like, this ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you go to sleep, but ain't this motherfucker. It's time to go.
That's what it should have been. How you know you got a bum bitch when that motherfucker won't leave your motherfucking house?
I ain't never had none that's really just really trying to stay, cause
yeah, so I had a bunch of, and like now I'm saying, like now looking back at it, that's what I came up in my head. They weren't really well off, man. I'm trying to tell you, the ones that's really not well off, they trying to hang out. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. That hey, hang out is the word. They don't be trying to leave, like, and that's all of them. Like they just want to hang to see what's next or what's next. Like
I feel like you have.
don't let you have a little bit of money, boy. They gonna hang out. They staking out. They ain't man.
Bro, you ain't gotta have the money if they think you got the money. You know what I mean?
Bro, I done had women, goddamn, come through, move out, leave, try to come back the next morning. Pull up the next morning. Like, oh, I made a mistake. I lost such and such. You ain't lose nothing. What's your lose?
The strategy is they leave shit. They ain't lose it. I'm going to leave this fucking underwear right here. I'm going to leave this shit right here.
ain't leave a soul. So I'm like, you know what? You got to come back because it is a Louis. That name starts. So it's a Louis song, but. Man, I'm not trying to hear that shit, man. Ain't nothing here.
I'll drop that bitch off.
Yeah, I'll bring it to you.
What?
You're right, I'll bring it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it though, so it turned into I couldn't find it. So I don't find it. Like what? It's crazy. You can't say no because it's kind of expensive. We're about $600-$700. So like, it's like.
I know I had a joint like that, and she's like, I think my chain popped while I was there. I can't find my chain. I'm looking all over my goddamn bed like, no goddamn chain.
But check this out. After she don't find it, she didn't never find it. Oh, what you about to do? I'm going with you. And this was crazy work, man. Like, damn, okay. Like, and then you can't really say, like, ah, no, like, you really got to, like, I played it so crazy. I'll be playing it crazy. I'll be hanging out right back. Follow me. Yeah. Somehow, some way, I didn't turn the little sign. Whatever. Yeah. Hey. Good old boys, man. Good days.
I got a clip to show y'all. And I just want to ask y'all, like, what y'all doing in this situation?
Where's your pistol at on
my side?
Okay. You said put your hands on the top of the vehicle for me.
I appreciate that,
being very honest.
I appreciate that, being very honest.
You okay? Put the gun down.
Put it down.
Where's your pistol at
on my side?
Okay.
All right, so if you can't tell, they was searching the man and they shot him in the leg. The funniest part for me about that video was looking at the woman cop that was searching him and her looking at the other cop like, I just fucked up.
I'm suing the fuck out that police department. Everybody getting sued. Y'all like, and this bitch gonna be caught my shit when I'm done.
No, I the crazy thing, I just saw that this morning. As soon as the fucking clip came, I'm like, yo, I just watched this shit. And I made a crazy ass comment on that motherfucker too. That shit was wild, man.
Oh, what'd you say?
No, I was saying if that shit was like the '80s without the body cam, they'd have just finished shooting his ass. So he shot first. They were like, she had that stupid ass look like, yeah, this just fucking kill his ass. Bow, bow, bow. No, hey, he shot first.
What comedian was that? It was like, yeah, they would have just shot him up and then they would have just sprinkled some crack on him.
I think that was Dave Chappelle and shit. He's like, you sprinkle a little crack on him. You know what I mean?
Hey, speaking of, man.
That shit crazy.
I wanted to ask y'all, because I was watching Saturday Night Live. I watched Dave Chappelle's monologue on there. And it got me to thinking about my top three comedians. And I kind of wanted to see who y'all top three comedians is. I know a lot of people going to be expecting like the Richard Pryors or the... I think Richard Pryor is like the one that everybody automatically expects. Eddie Murphy is one that everybody automatically expects. But to me, that I didn't grow up with them, so to me, they're not top three.
No, hey, not my generation either. I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers. I mean, I shouldn't say that, right? So I watched a few of them, like, and they're old-ass jokes where they don't resonate, right? So it's not my twist of comedy.
I mean, yeah, and the jokes have been retold so many times, it's not funny.
Yeah.
So for me, my top three easily is Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Bernie Mac. My top three.
What you got, B? Still thanks.
Yeah, my top three. No. Well, I'm trying to figure out number three because it's kind of tough, but I'm going to go. Number three, Dave Chappelle. So, and just, I'm only speaking out stand up because he ain't in that funny in movies, but he all right. Number two, Lavelle Crawford.
And he is funny, right?
Oh. That guy's a funny dude.
And number one, y'all may not say it, he's certified, man. I'm gonna have to go with Mike Epps, bro.
Mike Epps is funny.
He my favorite, bro.
Yeah, I could put him
on top three. He my favorite, bro. He's just so silly, bro. Like, you got no choice but to laugh when somebody, you know, somebody walk in the room and you just want to laugh. Like, man, that nigga goofy. Like, one of them, bro. Like, you gonna laugh.
I mean, Bill Burr is definitely, like, in my top five.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
That's a white dude.
No, I'm dead ass serious, man. What the fuck is that, man?
So Bill Burr funny as hell, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun, man. You my brother? I ain't never saying that's crazy work.
Nah, but like, so Cat Williams for me, like his stand-ups used to be like, his stand-ups were iconic. And I think that he deserves to be on like that list. But I couldn't put him at number one because his more recent stuff ain't really that funny. But I saw Dave Chappelle in person, bro. And I'm telling you, like hearing him crack the jokes that he cracked and the way that he's able to tell a story, the way he's able to tell a story, I think he's second to none.
Who you said it just now? Who you talking about?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I can't, I don't even know where I'm at with number three. I like a lot of people, but I mean, I can't rank them like that. I mean, I know my number one is. All right. So I'll just go skip to my number two, man. But somebody y'all probably don't even know, D. Ray Davis, man.
I know.
You know what I mean? Huh?
You know D. Ray.
Oh, he's funny as fuck to me. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Right. So he's like my number two. And just like you were just stating, man, Dave Chappelle, my number one, hands down, not even, ain't nobody close to Dave Chappelle to me. As in the story, how he tells it, how he set the fucking jokes up. You know what I mean? That dude is legendary. But like I said, I think we had this talk as well before where, but I'm not, some people like it, some people don't, but he's just the best. It's just like, think we were talking about Kevin Hart, right? We were talking about, I'm from Philly, why you don't like Kevin Hart? That dude is trash to me. Like, his joke setup, it makes it, because he start laughing before he hits his punchline, and it kills it for me. Because then the joke is not even as funny as he's laughing about, right? So it kills it. Dave Chappelle would set that shit up. I remember he did a joint where he's like, I'm going to give you the punchline first, right? And then I'm going to tell you the story. You saw that one where he's like, and I punched it in the pussy, right? Yeah. The dude is great. Like, I'm going to give you the punchline first. Then he went about telling the damn story, right? Wind right back up. Talking about the stovetop stuffing and shit. You know? He's like, sorry, Dave. We have no more stovetop stuffing. So he's like, I punched her in the pussy. The dude is crazy, man. He's nice. He's nice, man.
So I seen that in person, and he was talking about this dude. He was talking about people in wheelchairs. When we got out, and we got up and got ready to get up out of there, like, because we were on the floor level. Like, I could see Dave, like, literally standing right there. There was a dude in a wheelchair, and I couldn't stop laughing. And the person next to me was laughing, and my wife was tapping me like, you need to stop laughing. But she was like, I was like, that's bad. But that's how funny he is. He could get you to laugh at some shit. You know you ain't supposed to be laughing.
He nice, man. I don't give a fuck. I remember when he had left for that minute after the Dave Chappelle show. And I mean, I was down, man. I couldn't. There was nobody to replace this dude, man. And like all these legends that everybody talk about, they're just not funny to me, man. These Chris Rocks, these Mike Epps, you know. I know you just state that, but they're not funny. Them dudes are trash, man. It's like basic young boy jokes. That's what it seems like to me. Like, get some adult in you, man.
So Chris Rock, I will say Chris Rock, I don't really like his jokes because after I found out the type of person Chris Rock is, I couldn't really listen to him no more. But Chris Rock is funny. However, knowing the type of person that he is and how he panders to certain groups of people, I can't listen to Chris Rock no more.
I don't know what kind of person he is. He just never been funny. I think it's just his voice for me. So like, let me give you an example. Like Martin, right? Martin stand up, trash. But like his shows, like acting, really good. You see what I'm saying? His stand up ain't it though. And I tell like the people all the time and feel like they're trying to take my black card because I said Martin, not fun.
Who's the most overrated?
Cat Williams.
Kevin Hart.
No, I can't get you Cat Williams because the Pimp Chronicles 1 and 2. And that third,
now Williams went down though. He went down.
He did, but his pinnacle was like it was high up there. I don't think many people can touch
Hitch. Yeah, Cat Williams. I wouldn't say he's overrated.
Kevin Hart is definitely one of the most overrated ones to me.
Than a motherfucker, overrated than a motherfucker.
I be off the social media comedians like Desi Banks, and I really like Desi. I don't know if y'all know Desi, but.
I know Desi Banks, but I don't really find him that funny.
Nah, he funny as hell, bro. Especially on them skits, the Air Force Ones, the black Air Force Ones versus the white Air Force One, and them Chicago niggas, Poe and Skinbone. You know them?
I know Skinbone. Yeah,
yeah, them niggas funny too, bro. Shout out to them boys. They funny as hell, man. They whole blood, Chicago blood. I be watching their shit. They funny as hell.
And my honorable mention is overrated for me. Well, trash to me is, I know a lot of people, I'm going to get a lot of people coming at me, but fucking Eddie Murphy, bro. Motherfucking stand-up trash. Give a fuck what y'all say.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, Steve Harvey.
Fucking trash.
Cedric the Entertainer. Bernie Mac was the only real one that was supposed to be on DL fucking you.
Yeah, trash.
Like, I track trash. That's top trash comedians.
I ain't gonna lie, that Kings of Comedy shit was not funny.
Trash.
Until Bernie Mac stepped on that fucking stage.
That's a fact.
We was kids watching that shit. And
yeah, I had to sneak to watch that shit. And the only one
that didn't laugh until Bernie Mac came on. Like,
Tug SML can't cookies. That shit had me die laughing as a kid.
And still to this day, Steve Harvey think he led that motherfucker.
He led that bitch to the trash can.
I was like, you was the worst motherfucker on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the worst motherfucker on this bitch.
His ass trash.
Yeah, that's trash.
The crazy part was, like, Sid had one funny joke, and somebody called Cedric out for stealing that same joke. Because apparently somebody was telling that same joke, and Sid just stole it.
You heard what's the name stole a lot of fucking, well, Dave Chappelle said he stole a lot of his shit. Fucking Steve Harvey.
That makes sense.
He's like, he told the same motherfucking joke. I was like, damn, I ain't know this motherfucking still.
I never thought Steve Harvey was fucking funny. He's not funny. I mean, he can be a little funny, but like, he's not Kings of Comedy funny.
You know what's funny to me too? Lavelle Crawford, bro.
Funny as fuck.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I forgot about Lavelle Crawford. Lavelle Crawford is definitely in my fucking top five. That is a funny.
I'm talking
naturally
about,
like, funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like a set. Like, he's like legit funny. Like, legit. Like, you know, he came here to fucking, can't say where it's at, but where we work at is, you know that.
Yeah.
He had came to that little sports thing and he performed, and I went to go see that shit. And he was like legit roasting motherfuckers just right off the spot. Like, he is nice. You know what I mean?
I know what's funny though. Y'all might not be hip to him because I don't, you know, Jack Funny.
Nah.
Oh man, I'm a
place. He social media comics, man.
Nah, he a new comedian, bro. He from Detroit, bro. This motherfucker funny, bro.
You know who I watch a lot, like social media? You know who Bubba Dub is?
Who?
Bubba Dub. Bubba Dub funny as fuck, bro.
Are you talking about the Lud with the brown skin dude with the haircut?
I think he's a Cowboy fan. Yo, he be
with Floyd.
I don't like to be with Floyd like that. But check him out, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not funny to you guys, but that nigga is hilarious to me, bro. Bubba Dub, man. Like, after every fucking Cowboys game, he's taking his jersey off.
Oh, yeah, that's him. He be with Floyd. Yeah.
Trash.
Him, yeah.
Trash. Everything is
not fucking funny for sure.
That nigga funny. And that's on the spot funny because it'd be right after the game and he does his little show. And, you know, he's all the shit has to come off the top of the head because it's from the game, man. Like, he's funny, bro. To me.
I ain't gonna lie. We talk about them types of comedians. RDC is up there, too. They the ones that, like, every time they do, like, when LeBron lose in the playoffs and shit like that, they do the videos, like, immediately right after. Them videos be funny as hell.
I got to catch up on them, too, then, I guess. I don't know.
What y'all got to say to the people, man?
Yeah, B.
Hey, man. Everybody, man, stay focused, stay positive on your goals. I want to give a special shout out to my sister, my little sister. She just had triplets. Congratulations. Just another episode, bro. You know?
Congratulations, sis. That's a lot of babies, man. Hey, Uncle B gonna be busy. Hey, but no, hey, have some fucking what I got for you guys, man, is in if you're sitting there watching your computer, you don't know how to talk to girls, man. Just figure out who you are and be the authentic you, bro. All right, just be the authentic you. Just go have a little bit of charismatic character. I can't even talk at this point, man.
They call it Riz these days, but charisma.
Have some charisma about you, man. Well, they call it Ren C. Stains.
They call it Riz, R-I-Z-Z.
Oh, Riz, yeah.
I learned that from the kids.
Yeah, you got some Riz, man. Take it from Unk, man. Unk just learned a new word today, so I'm Rizzing it all fucking next pod, bro. Have some fucking Riz about yourself.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for showing up. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank y'all for showing up a little bit early to talk to Pat, just so we can kind of, you know, get some in-house stuff handled. I want to thank everybody that listened up to this point. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. And I ain't really got too much funny shit to say today, but I mean, y'all take care of yourselves, man. Peace.